Welcome, everyone, to the April 30th, 2023 meeting of Democrats Abroad China, where we're springing into action. And we're going to start today. The agenda is subject to change, but for sure, we'll do welcome and attendance, board reports. We'll discuss some regional and global news from around the world, hit on some events and outreach that happen and that we hope will happen, and we've got coming up for our AGM. Have a few motions and new business, and just enjoy the holiday. Happy Labor Day, everyone, in DA China. This is a picture of our 2021 to 2023 current leadership board. And Tricia, as secretary, I pass the floor over to you.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. If you could please type your attendance in the chat box. That you're present. Thank you, Liz. All right. Eileen, I assume you're still there. If you could just type your name in to verify. Sorry, I was muted. Eileen, I assume you're still here, but could you type your name in to verify, please? Okay. Okay, everybody's present, everybody's a member. We have reached quorum.
Wonderful.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we might have a few latecomers and they'll just enter as they do and we'll record that when they do. You can remind them in the chat box. All right, thanks everyone. And again, what does DA have to offer? Community, connection, and platform. Welcome today, welcome to those who are watching our call. We hope that you connect with us and further our efforts to connect with US lawmakers and create the wave of change. We've got some lovely spring photos from members from Beijing to Shanghai, Wuxi to Kunming, and everywhere in between today. So we hope you enjoy those. Keep those submissions coming. We'll post them on our social media as well. We're going the wrong way here. Sorry, guys. All right, and now we're going to get started with board reports. If you'd like to connect with me on WeChat and our other members of our team, please scan that QR code right now. My WeChat ID is Wisconsin. We are working on getting our DA China chat up and running. We should have that done this weekend. And something that we will be talking about in motions of new business is a SIM card going forward for the next term. As far as April work, I had a really nice break for the April holiday, and I got to go to India, which is where part of my family lives, and I got to meet the chair of DA India in Bangalore, and it was just so nice to meet someone who's working on the same projects that we are, and hopefully we'll have a lot more interaction, make that DA India, DA China connection stronger, and improve that sister cities initiative, get everybody a little bit of a helper going forward. We also were working on bylaws, book club, state teams all caucus. I attended the AP regional meetings, the DPA XCOM meetings, the DPCA meeting, which we'll touch on later. April is Earth Month. Happy Earth Month, everyone. There's been about an activity a day. If there's anything else you'd like to see or carry through to May, it is always welcome. We are continuously working on outreach. If you're out there, if you know someone out there who would like to join and lead or train to perhaps be able to do the work in a few months from now when they have more time, please send them our way, send them my way. We are gearing up for 2024 already, and 2023 is no year to sleep on. We have almost all states with elections, actually. It's quite exciting, and I feel like one is just announced all of the time, from school boards to various municipal elections to mayors and governors. We have big elections. If anyone on this call afterwards would like to stay on to work on the newsletter and some AGM announcements, I'd be happy to stay on with you. So as far as our NEC team, we need to have a short vote. So I'm going to make a motion right now. We currently have three members, Patrick Cranley, Brian Klosterman, and Albert Walker on our NEC team. So I'm going to put a motion in the chat box that we, I don't think we did this officially last time, but approve our NEC officers. And I want to put a caveat on there that if we get another member or two who, a volunteer who would like to help out with our NEC team, that we can fill that position as well. If that makes sense. So we'll start out with this. And I just need a second, and then ayes, nays, abstentions in the chat box if what I said makes sense. So first we need to approve our NEC officers. And Tara, you direct messaged me, sorry. If you could put that in the group. But we did have a member who moved abroad, Lauren, and then we had another member looking to join who had a medical issue. So again, just looking to ensure that at least these three are reapproved as NEC officers. And then I'm gonna put another motion in the chat box just in case anything else happens. Life happens pretty quickly and we're all trying to keep up. So the next motion would be after all ayes, nays, and abstentions in the chat box. And then Tricia, let me know when everybody's weighed in. Thank you.
Okay. The ayes have it, passes unanimously.
Thank you. And then with this motion that I'm crafting, so basically I just want to say one or more officers may be added to the NEC as needed from now until, so June 30th is technically our election. Would that make sense to curb it then? Or should I say June 1st and just do the month of May? What does everybody think? Hopefully in the next, by tomorrow we'll have one more, but I do want to, have approval and hear your thoughts.
Definitely say in the motion it's only until tomorrow because he needs to be flexible enough to account for unpredicted events. Otherwise, we're just going to need to have a whole other meeting just for another motion.
Well, that's what this motion would encompass. It would encompass board approval of an appointment of one or two additional members.
Yeah. Right, but you were asking about the deadline of it, and it should be from now until the election. It can allow that instead of just moving to allow it tomorrow, and then if we need Correct. To replace a member again, we need a whole other meeting for it.
Great. Any other thoughts or objections? So I will make it June 1st then, just so that we have a 15 to 30 day cushion, if that makes sense. But again, I am looking at tomorrow as the date that I will fill it. So my motion is, and please amend it as needed, one or more officers may be appointed to the 2023 NEC by the chair as needed from now until June 1st, 2023. And we do have a second. If there are any other amendments or thoughts at this time, please speak up or put it in the chat box. Otherwise, ayes, nays, abstentions in the chat box. Thank you.
Okay. Eyes have it, passes unanimously.
Wonderful. Thank you, everyone. And again, the NEC is helped by the RVC, the Regional Vice Chair, as well as the International Help Desk and IT folks with whatever they need. And all questions about the election will go directly to that group. We are looking at a June election. It should be very nice, welcoming, and exciting. Again, if you know anyone looking to run, we're interested in having them run. We just finished a period of bylaws collection. It went until April 24th, and we actually, surprisingly, did not have any submissions. I'll just quickly show you. So 2023 bylaws period, we can extend it as needed. We can do it again later in 2023, but for this period of time, we did not have any submissions. So during our annual general meeting in June, we can call for another period of bylaws. We can review it as a group during that meeting, or basically we just skip it. So what we will do is, and we don't have anything to add, we will just vote on the bylaws and rules as they stand, if that makes sense. And if Adam and anyone else in the bylaws committee or the board would like to extend the period of time for submissions, there were a few things we had talked about before. I am amenable to this, and the floor is open for discussion. Our bylaws are current as of 2021, by the way. Go ahead, Adam.
I think if it's permissible to extend, then I guess it couldn't hurt. The only thing I wanted to add in the bylaws was just a clarification of some wording that we've already discussed. But if it needs to be formally submitted as a submission, then sure, I'd submit it if the term is extended.
Sorry, I didn't realize I was muted. So that's absolutely fine. We can go ahead and extend it. And what I will say is we have made the 60-day announcement. We've made over 30 days announcement. We've got plenty of cushion, 46, 47 days plus to be able to have it correspond with our AGM. So we're good on timing. Should we extend it by a week, 10 days? We'll just throw the announcement out there again. What are we thinking?
Anything is okay with me. It seems, if it's been open for this long with no submissions, then probably it doesn't need to be open forever, I guess.
Okay. Anybody else have thoughts on bylaws and submission periods and anything else they would like to add?
No, I would agree with Adam. I think at this point, if anybody had things they wanted to submit, they probably would have. But I don't know that it hurts to keep it open, if that makes sense. Sure. Or to reopen it, I should say.
So maybe like a 10-day window just to see what happens. We can have a reporting period during that time. We could have a bylaws meeting, see if anybody shows up to it. And if anybody has comments to submit, that's fine. So normally what happens is when we have these submissions, bylaws committee meets, they prepare a report, and then they present it to like a town hall style meeting or a leadership meeting like this one. And so since that didn't happen, we could still do that in May and discuss it as a group, and then again, address it during the AGM. So 10-day window, and then a separate meeting, or by the time of our May meeting, which we'll decide later, we discuss and we roll into any amendments and any other issues at that time. Sound good? Why don't I pop in a motion just to make it official? Getting ready, GM. Okay, and today's the 30th, so we'll give it a full day. We'll just say May 10th. Please let me know if that needs amending. You get second at first, Terry, but I like your spirit all over that eye. Awesome. All right. And vote as you wish. And floor is still open, so... Okay, so I will get an announcement out, and if anybody else wants to make that announcement even right now in the announcements group, that would be great. We could just say, while we're having the rest of the meeting, bylaws submission period has been extended until May 10th, please submit, and here's the link to it. The new website has yet to launch at this time. We thought it would be up and running, so anytime I make a news post or a new event or what have you, I have to tell the Global Help Desk to publish it and put it in all the right places. I guess everything's discombobulated now. So the more help we have blasting the announcements page and the other groups on WeChat and Moments and social media, the better. So if anybody wants to do that now, that'd be great. I think all the links, if you scroll up in the announcements, should still be there with the bylaws link. Oops. Okay. And I'm sorry, I skipped forward a little bit too far. All right, so thank you. All right, and as you know, Blue Wave rolled out in 2022, and we need that to happen right now. We have so many elections happening. Raise your hand, actually, if you've got something going on in your state, or unmute right now if you know you've got an election coming up in 2023, municipal or otherwise, if there's an election that you've got your eye on. Anybody? We had ours in Wisconsin, as you well know, but let us know what's out there, what you're working on, and what, you know, bills and other things that you're worried about. That's really what we want to know, and how we can help. And if you have a message from your state and something's going on, please do, you know, post in announcements, post in a women's caucus group if there's a bill that needs to be addressed, and post if there's, you know, a book banning happening in one of our caucuses or committees, or other groups would be interested. Let's go to a little bit of global news now. So we've had this, we've got the presidential nomination process happening. We've got a lot going on for 2024 already. We had a global meeting. Was that last week? Goodness, it was only last week, Eileen. I can't really remember the dates right now. We had a very long meeting on the delegate selection plan. And the delegate selection plan is how we are going to run our global presidential primary from delegates that we elect to represent us from China and from all around the world to be voting for the president of the US. And again, China is part of Democrats Abroad, which is part of the DNC. We serve as a state team. And one moment. Apologies, everybody. So your vote matters. And so we had this big global meeting. And if you were in attendance, I know Tricia was, and Adam was, Eileen was rocking the timing for all of us. I was there. Anders actually was also a DPCA voting rep. He's now in the UK. He left China for literal greener pastures and sheep in Oxford. And so we all got to vote on a variety of things. And one of those is our delegate selection plan. And that is found on our website if we can pop that in the chat, that would be great. And one of the things that we voted on is, when are we going to have our global presidential primary? So Super Tuesday is the date we're looking at. And then we've got some ranked choice voting in our DSP. And if you haven't taken a look at it, please do. I think that I've emailed everybody. If you have questions on it, now's the time to ask. I don't know, Eileen, Tricia, Adam, if there's anything you want to say about the global meeting, please do. And I'll pop some links in the chat box.
Well, I'll say that I only stayed for a brief snippet of a mere 3 hours, which was planned to be announced to be the full length of the meeting, but we hadn't even gotten to any of the important business by the time I had to sign off. I did, though, get a pretty in-depth practical lesson in how Robert's rules work, so I got something out of it, I guess. But I guess the folks who pulled the all-nighter would have more to say about what actually happened there than I did. One comment I can make is,
Adam, so I didn't see any of the main action, but
yeah. One comment I can make is, perhaps we should have a global XCOM that can run a meeting, because it's one thing if meetings run over time. Sure, that's fairly normal. But if 3 hours isn't enough, and if the 3 hours runs over by another 3 hours, then that's more than the meeting ran over, right? So there has to be either someone better at running meetings or some better procedure for running meetings so that meetings can work in a more functional process, let's say.
I agree with the last part of what you said, Adam. I mean, I agreed with everything you said, but when you said at the end that whether it's the person running the meeting or the process we're using, I know it's a democracy and people need to have the right to be heard, but that just was unnecessary.
Yeah. It's also a time zone issue, obviously, that the meeting is run by people who start in the morning and they kind of de facto plan to spend their day having a meeting. And, for those of us who start in the evening and, that's not an option. So it's basically disenfranchising us unless, except for the lucky few who can manage to stay up all night.
And somebody pointed out that it was even later for people in New Zealand, if there were any people who live in New Zealand who were on the call.
Well, everything is later for people in New Zealand. Yeah, it's pretty far away from everything. And, I bet the folks who are running the global meetings would figure out how to make them shorter if we always had to hold meetings on New Zealand time.
Yeah, it's a very tricky puzzle because we also have, the West Coast of the Americas, and that gets, it's pretty striated across the board as to where we all fit. And so, so that is something that we need to talk about. Our last AGM last year was quite a debacle as well. Mm-hmm. And very often, I've been a part of AGMs in 2021, 2022, and now gearing up for 2023. AP always has to vote to end the meeting. We have to have quorum, just like we have to have quorum here tonight. You have to have at least five board members on the call to make a vote and to have things sort of count, if you will. There's also a percentage that has to be online for those meetings. So that's why in the beginning, it's really important that when we're setting out the rules, we're also setting out time for the meeting. So for this last meeting, people kind of knew that there might be some issues with manipulation of Robert's rules in terms of how we're spending time on what, and that we might not get to the meat of the things that we want to vote on. And the meat of that was the actual delegate selection plan. So we did kind of suffer in that we did not get to vote on all of the parts of it that we would have otherwise made time for, or at least addressed. You know, having a vote is important. Having a vote is your voice. And if we're spending over an hour deciding rules and times and manipulating Robert's rules in certain ways, nobody's getting heard. And so we have a lot of work to do. And we really learned that, I think, last year, didn't we, Eileen? We had an AGM that was also a mess. And we were supposed to have part two of that to finish our business, and it never got. Terry, I'm sorry, I noticed you said hello in the chat box. Are you all right? All right. Well, we're still rolling, and maybe log out, log back in, or check your thing. But we can hear everything just fine.
Hey, Liz, I just wanted to say I'm completely. It's going to be late at night for somebody, so it's fine that it's late at night for us. I have absolutely no problem with that. And of course, meetings are going to run over. You know, but I. The same thing happened with this last meeting, like you said, that happened at the AGM last year. And it's clearly there's something that needs to be fixed. And I agree with what you're saying about somebody manipulating Robert's rules of order. It's just, it's sacrificing. It's like who knows what people's intentions are, but the only way to, I'm not sure what I'm trying to say. I want to preserve people's right to be heard and people's right to participate in the process, but I don't think that's what was happening a lot of the time in the meeting, in that last meeting.
No, it was really hard, wasn't it? And so we have to get to a place where we can come together before these meetings. And admittedly, we had a 30-day window to have these town halls, but even in the town halls, it was a little more structured, I think, than usual, and all of the words that went into the DSP text were not quite the same at the end of the town hall. So, and we kind of got that final document to vote on right before the meeting. And so there were a few changes that we couldn't address in advance of the meeting, I think, that we should have addressed at the meeting. But instead, we spent at least 2 hours getting everyone online, taking attendance, which always takes time, and that's fine. But again, wasted time on rules and kind of figuring out, you know, who can play first, and even if something maybe, you know, there's a better way to do things and run meetings, and it is my hope that, you know, everybody here at DA China is very good at that and knows what they want to do. It's my hope that we can kind of lead the way into those better meetings, because we're not alone either. You know, at least 66%, which is that 2/3 margin of everyone on the call, wants to have shorter meetings too. They want to have effective meetings. They want to be able to have the time to review these documents and hear substantive arguments like, oh, maybe we should remove X from the DSP. And there were a few things that I think we really should have removed, discussed, amended that we didn't get to. Again, if we'd had a little bit more time before the meeting, we could have knocked it out before. So in the lead up to the global AGM, which is the 9th and 10th, technically 11th here in China, it's really important to look at any resolutions, charter amendments, documents that come up in advance. And then we're going to kind of have to maybe have some point people for anything that happens you know, within a few days of that meeting to say, hey, everybody, look at this. because I can't stay on top of absolutely everything all the time. I don't think any one person can. Ginny, I see, do meetings have someone who supports by taking time? Yeah, actually. So that was what Eileen was tasked with. So in the rules at the beginning of the meeting, you're voting on, let's say we're giving each item 20 minutes, or each speaker has 60 seconds or 90 seconds to talk. And then everybody goes around and votes. It could be by acclamation. That's always the best. It could be ayes, nays, abstentions in the chat box. We could get called into a roll call vote, and that happens quite a bit, split decisions, things like that. So Robert's rules are something we can brush up on in the month of May as well. DA China, we were more casual bunch. We do abide by Robert's rules, but we're not doing every single thing to the letter as you would with a larger meeting. And that's also part of Robert's rules. Depending on the size of the crowd and the audience, the participants, those do change a little bit. But things that we'll get to in a May meeting. And if you take a look at our wiki, we have a page with our bylaws, and our bylaws also includes, yep.
I just want to start, pardon me for interrupting. Ginny, part of the problem is that, you know, the agenda says, you know, we have 2 hours for this part of the meeting, except that it's not just like 7 to 9, because you have to, you time it, but you have to stop the timer if somebody calls for a point of order or a point of information. And if enough people do that, then it could take exponentially longer than the 2 hours, which is part of what happened. And then, yeah. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
No, absolutely. Absolutely right. And I was just scrolling for our actual, something is going on with the website. I can't find our AGM page. Let me know if this one's correct. We all have to keep an eye on the wiki and everything else so that we can help manage that time flow, because we have to vote on the rules and stuff at the beginning. But if we can get to some kind of consensus, and right now people are chatting on Mobilize, we can chat within the region too between leaders. If there's some way that we can say, hey, this is what we're looking to do, this is what we hope to do for the AGM, that will also help cut and minimize time in theory. Again, there's always maybe one person who wants to do this or that or not address a topic and might try to extend. And as many people think, it's a waste of their time. And sometimes it is. But we're going to do our very best to help lead by example and come prepared for the AGM. So I am hoping, by the way, to attend in person. I don't know if anyone else plans to. We do have a travel fund for the AP region. If you'd like to apply, you get up to $500 towards your travel to DC to spend on lodging and airfare. And you get to use that, I believe, once every 5 years. Our RVC, Nicholas Gordon, go ahead. I'm sorry, was someone speaking? Okay, just the audio glitch. So if you're interested in that, you can talk to me after this. If you are interested in using the travel fund, you can also connect with Nicholas Gordon, our RVC.
Liz, I don't know if you're still speaking, but you froze up.
Oh. How about now? We good? Maybe. Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you.
This last thing we heard was our RVC chair, Nick Gordon.
Yep. So Nick is in charge of the travel fund. And so if you would like to apply to attend, say, this year's AGM, you are most welcome to. We hope that you do. ap-rvc@democratsabroad.org. You can connect with me and I can connect you with him as well. I do hope to attend in person. We'll see how all things play out. And more info on that to come. Any other questions on that? We did pass a few things, Eileen, Adam, and Tricia. What did we all pass during our GPA meeting? We passed the delegate selection plan, which is a big deal. But I think that, I guess, the crux of what we're saying is that we spent too much time on rules and not enough time on DSP. So we didn't get to maybe look at all of the good, bad, ugly things that we might have normally otherwise changed. Now the DSP that the body has passed goes to the DNC. And so in the next 30, 60 days, they take a look at that and they kick it back to us. And they say, this works, this doesn't, strike this, do this, don't do that. And so we will get that when we get that. It's nothing that comes right away, and we will cross that bridge as we come to it. And again, these are the rules that dictate how we elect our delegates, how we run our elections, our voter tables. We will be having at least one live in-person voter table per country committee. So whether that's Beijing, Shanghai, Kunming, or all of the places, that would be wonderful. But we have to figure that out. We have to figure out how we're doing ballots and how, you know, hours of operation and days and how we're tabulating that. So it is quite a lot of work for that 2023-2024 board and all of the volunteers. What else was there? I think everything else was in the email I sent. Pardon me, just opened that quick. Did I miss anything else? All right, moving on then. All right, and again, everything you need to know is on the wiki. So if you're interested in seeing what the DSP says, log on to the wiki. If you're interested in looking at our bylaws or finding the Roberts Rules of Order, like cheat sheets and Roberts Rules, I think Link for Dummies is on there, and we've got a few other things, all on our wiki pages, all on the DBCA wiki pages. Use that search bar, the DA Wiki account is such a great resource. If there's something on there that needs to be updated, please let me know. Please let any of the board members know. A lot of us have access to update that. And we appreciate the help. There's a lot of institutional knowledge that we need to keep on for boards to come. On that note, an admin note, we took a look at these last month. So there are four admins at this time, and Jacob, our vice chair, is actually one right now. But as you know, he is out of the country at the moment. We also have an NEC that is formed. So our fourth slot will go to an NEC member. That will happen this week. And so any updates that need to be made to our tags and lists and things like that, we do have a guide for it. Right now it's myself, it will be that NEC member, Trisha and Dustin, and we'll be doing a little bit of looking at and work on this before we get to our AGM. And then with that, I'm gonna pass the floor over to Trisha. And if you have anything to add on the secretarial and housekeeping side, or if you need any help with anything.
Thanks. Liz, I don't have anything to add this month, as far as I know. Just thank you for keeping everything moving along as well as you do. I really appreciate it, but nothing to add for me.
And then I can't remember, did we get minutes for March up? I think I got the recordings up. I just can't remember if they downloaded, but we'll have to take a look at those, I think, and vote on those in May.
I don't think that they're ready to be voted on. I'll have to double check that. But I don't think that they're ready to be voted on tonight.
Perfect. Okay, so we'll take another look at those in May then. All right. Anybody have any questions from the secretarial side of things? Minutes, videos, everything's working okay? You know how to access it? Okay, so we have, Dustin couldn't be here tonight, but he's been checking the dashboard for me. Here are our online donation totals. We are not collecting on the ground, cash or otherwise. We are all directing all purchases and donations through our Democrats Abroad website. So the Treasury report from April to from March was a little bit different. It looked like last month we had $143.11, and this month we only had $148.12 listed on the website. So I'll be in touch with the Global Treasurer, and because we do have a recurring donation of $5 every month, as well as a few other donations. And I'll take a look and see if Dustin can access that dashboard. And we'll update on the minutes page and this group if there are any changes or discrepancies. What we do need to do then is decide how we will be using our CC funds, Zoom and voter tables and the like. At this time, I would like, oopsies, everybody to, to think about how, again, we are going to continue to fundraise and donate. And so at this time, for those of you who don't know, we have a motion that we didn't have a termination date on. If you are a volunteer or super volunteer and you've attended at least two board meetings, you can get a free t-shirt or a tank top. So Kevin or Trisha or Ginny or anybody who's attended two in the last 6 months, you qualify to get a t-shirt or a tank top, and hit me up when you're ready for that. We've got lots of those. We also need to get those out the door. We've got some aviator sunglasses on all of our merchandise. Now that Biden and Harris are officially a ticket again, it would be really good timing to unload some of our pins and t-shirts. So if you have any ideas as to how we can fundraise, if you'd like to create some copy for the website, just a little blurb for social media, even a new fundraising form, I would love to have the help. We would all appreciate it. We've got a lot to unload and a lot of money to fundraise to get to a successful 2024, so we can have all of these voter tables and ballots and anything else that we may need. This is why we fundraise. Every donation equals a vote, and it's a vote within for our DSP and our delegates for that global presidential primary, and it's getting out the vote to all of the things that we push abroad and back home. So fundraising help requested. Thank you. And then comms. Everything that we do is comms related, from GOTV to outreach, and then our actual comms. This is, again, our schedule that we're looking at for April and deadlines. We're going to be, I think, pushing out a newsletter email this week. I was hoping that the website would be up so I could use the news page a little bit more. But if you have anything to contribute, please let us know. Adam and I will add it to the list. And Adam, the floor is yours to discuss anything comms related that you'd like to see done or that you need help with. I know personally, if somebody wants to help with social media this week and next week, that would be really great for me. Thanks.
Yeah, I guess that about covers it.
Would you or Terry actually be able to take over some of the social media posts or help post a few days this week? We've got the Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and WeChat messaging. And again, every time we make a post on WeChat, we get one person responding or one new member. So if we're all posting something maybe once a week on WeChat, we're going to have a lot more people involved, looking to run, looking to vote, registering to vote. So keep that in mind.
What type of content, are we looking for like news stuff? Are we looking for remember to vote? Is it stuff that you already have on the back burner that I could share?
Yeah. So some of it is. So last month was, or April this month still is, Earth Month, right? So the ECCC caucus, which I'm a part of, we put together all of these graphics, and then you can forward those and share those. And then we have events like this one, and that need to be announced and shared. Then we have important things like AGM dates and mostly outreach messages. Again, we want people to run for office here at DA China. We want people to raise their hand to be part of our GOTV team. They have to know about it to do it. So those are our key comms that we're looking towards. Yes, we can garner some likes and hits with like news posts and things like that, and that's great. And we do want to toe the party line once in a while. But right now, we really need to focus on sort of internal comp. What are we doing as DA? What are we doing as DA China to fill those holes and gaps? So anything like that is especially needed at this time, because we are hosting a countrywide meeting in June, right? So between the 14th and the 30th, we will be having our annual general meeting. People have to know about it. They have to know why we do what we do, that we're here. So that's really what I want to focus on, community building comms, if that makes sense. And then, you know, the rest of the year, we can focus a little bit more on why you should vote this way, or this is an election coming up. Those things are going to be punctuated in this messaging too. We've got the Pennsylvania vote, we've got a New Jersey vote coming up, but anything that we can get to get our members activated, reactivated, and new members is what we want to do right now. And if you've got pictures from old events, if you've got copy from other things that you've seen, that's fantastic. Little videos, little memes, whatever works, that would be a big help. And feel free to put your information out there too. We do have our email address is info-china. If you would like to have people also connect with you on WeChat about comms, or join, say, our comms committee group on WeChat, that's fantastic. And again, hopefully that pushes us forward. And then on the WeChat subject, I should be meeting with Alex this week, and we're going to try to figure out the SIM card situation. And then I'll be able to better advise as to if we need to get a new SIM card, or if we need to start a new Democrats Abroad China WeChat account from there. But for right now, using our moments and posting individually in our announcements chats, our regional chats, our caucuses, that's what we really need to do. And then we focus on the rest of the social media from there. We still have quite a few people who follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Even our alumni who have left and relocated back to the US are always asking me, "Hey, Liz, can we still follow you on Facebook?" And I'm like, "Yes, of course. And please share. Please keep telling people about that." So any other questions on comms then? So it's basically, you know, events posting and encouraging members to join, but also a volunteer. We gotta get them to make big moves. Okay. Moving on to events. We had a few events in March. We had a book club meeting. We had some voter volunteer meetings. And again, we got to get those messages out so people actually come and really participate. It's been lovely to see all of you on extra calls and having one-on-ones, and that's wonderful. But I know that each and every one of you also needs a little bit of help too. So we'll get more people trained up and we'll get them on these calls, send them my way. We'll continue to make progress. And I will continue the sort of one-on-one action hours, as well as the group action hours and the training, probably pick it up to two or three times a week from now until our AGM. And that's something that will slow down probably a little bit for summer, but we'll schedule some broader meetings from there. And I'm sorry, back on the events list. Kevin, are you on the call still?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, wonderful. So everyone, I want to reintroduce you to Kevin Shin. He has been working on our AAPI caucus, our youth caucus, and also leading the DA China Book Club, of which we had a meeting today. So I'm just going to pass the mic over to you and we can discuss events and fill folks in on what's happening. That's okay. Should we start with Book Club, or do you want to start with caucus work?
I can start Book Club. We had an event today. Well, it was just me and Liz, but yeah, we had an event. We discussed the age of AI, and that was our book for this month. And basically, yeah, AI, it's a really big thing right now. Obviously, I think everyone knows that. So, and it was interesting, but yeah, would like to have had more people, but anyways. And then with AAPI coming up in May, we do have probably some opportunities to partner up with the Global AAPI Caucus. And the Youth Caucus also, the Global Youth Caucus wants to do like a movie showing or a potential movie showing with us to highlight. Actually, no. The Youth Caucus and AAPI, they both want to do like a movie showing that will highlight AAPI and Asian American Pacific Islander heritage. So, yeah. Any thoughts or recommendations would be great. I was thinking probably we could do Crazy Rich Asians for a potential movie. So, yeah.
We do have a big contingent in Singapore.
Right.
And so I think when we've picked these movies in the past, they've kind of been politically motivated. So we had a movie on Roe, and then we had, what was the last one? I can visualize it in my head. But they kind of focus on an aspect of you know, what our advocacy work is. So I wonder if Crazy Rich Asians would be the right one for that, or if there's something that is more provocative with an action that we could potentially take together. I'm not sure. Was that one of the suggestions from the group, or?
Well, the other suggestions were Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, and
I don't know that one.
Yeah, a couple animated movies, but that's probably, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you say there was something from Disney or that was like launching on Disney Plus?
Oh, right. Yes. So, and that would tie into like book club, because there's a book called American Born Chinese. Well, it's a graphic novel, and it's having a premiere on Disney Plus as a TV show. So on May 24th. So I was thinking if there's enough interest, we could do the graphic novel for book club and then watch the premiere with either the AAPI caucus. And yeah.
That sounds good to me. It sounds pretty cool.
It's viable.
Nice. And so, yeah, all right. And then there was an event coming up for AAPI Caucus on the 7th, right?
Right. That's the kickoff event.
That's the kickoff event. What can we expect for that? And did they need anything from us?
Well, I don't think they really need much from us. But
fantastic.
Yeah, it's like a casual get together. It's like tea time. So, yeah.
Very good. On the 7th. Okay. And then were there, so just like for Black History Month, Women's History Month, Earth Month, the caucuses have put together a slew of information for social media. Did the AAPI caucus do that, or did they need any extra help putting something together? Will they kind of like drop that to us, do you know?
Oh, they have a newsletter going, and then they are taking book recommendations. That's what they're doing, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's like recommended literature, books, podcasts, movies, stuff like that. And then, yeah, they put that on their newsletter.
Very good. Very good. And for those of you who don't know how to sign into a newsletter, you can either just go to the website and kind of click that you want to join the caucus, or you can log into your page of Democrats Abroad and sign up to volunteer. Or you can sign up to be a member of that caucus. And that's kind of how you get the ball rolling with all of that extra media. But book club today was fun. I had a good time. We as you will know, and if maybe heard the backlash, we chose a book that was co-authored by Henry Kissinger on AI. And so that was exciting. And but Kevin and I were talking about it today and kind of bringing that into a broader discussion. So Adam and Ginny and I and Trisha, we had some media training in the month of April. And we were talking about doing like a part two and sort of making it something that we're topically discussing and maybe debating things, but we're also preparing to be spokespersons for the org. And taking a subject like this, and Kevin can explain a little bit more about what the Youth Caucus is doing in maybe a week or two, and having a discussion would be a little bit of fun. Kevin, did you want to?
Yeah, sure. So for Global Youth Caucus, we're doing like a debate club or a debate style event on the 20th. And so it's kind of like, well, it kind of ties into like book club too, because it's like we're taking a short story or a book or a piece of literature, and then from that, like debating each other about like our views, and each person has like a role to play, or well, yeah, kind of like a role. Like one person will be like a critic, and then another person might be like a praise for the work. So I was thinking me and Liz were talking about it today. We were thinking about doing it like an AI debate style event where we could all debate each other on our views about AI, especially how like AI is like such a big thing right now, especially ChatGPT and all that stuff. So, and yeah, we did, the book was by Kissinger, as Liz just said. So I think there was some backlash about that, but yeah. But AI in general, like, is still a hot topic. So we could just debate each other about, you know, artificial intelligence and the role it plays in politics and how it like shapes our lives, like individual lives as well. So,
and I think one aspect of that we also spoke about is we are going to be asked questions. We're going to be asked the provocative things. And what's touched on in this book is, you know, you've got one of the authors is a notorious Republican who, one person we chatted me, why are we reading a book about a war criminal? And, you know, dot, 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 et cetera, and so forth. And fair point. And those are things that we need to discuss. And when you're faced with maybe a question from a reporter or somebody else, we can do that as a group. So it's media training meets debate, maybe not so strong on the debate. We'll see how that goes. But also it's something that we have as a rule of Democrats abroad is we don't talk about foreign policy, right? We stick to domestic politics. So when we're reading a book like this and it's talking about global implications of something like AI or an arms race, an AI race and what have you, and we're hitting on different countries, something like this is a good topic for us to work on our wording and navigating of tricky issues, because whether we're talking to a reporter, whether we're talking to a member, whether we're talking to some average Joe on the street who's thinking about joining Democrats Abroad or thinking about registering to vote, these are the questions that they ask us. And so being prepared, having some fun with it is something that we thought we could do. And so just looking forward at the calendar, just wondering, A, open floor, if anybody's interested in this, continuing spokesperson training, gearing it towards the book that we just read, and a little bit of a debate. And then if 1 week, 2 weeks out, what dates look good for maybe potentially doing this and trying it out? And I'm gonna pop my calendar up right here, but we're already into May. So I don't know, weekdays, weekends, anything jumps out at you, any times in particular, throw them in the chat box, shout it out. But it does seem like something that we've kind of been hitting on and might work out. Ginny says, great idea in the chat box. So if you can think of a date now, that's good. It would be between, you know, May 1st and May 13th, maybe. Probably not tomorrow. It is a holiday, though, up to you guys. All right, we'll take a look at that later then. But think about those dates and ideas, and we'll get rolling on it. Other events for April that we need to plan, again, that bylaws committee meeting, which we've just extended 10 days. NEC will be meeting, we'll have another book club event, as Kevin said, and he'll be making a lot of those posts and announcements, those in the newsletters as well. We've got Cinco de Mayo at the end of the week, Friday. If anyone wants to do anything, I will arrange and help share that information in the group chats and everywhere else. And then looking again to have a picnic tomorrow for anyone who's interested in Shanghai, do let me know. Okay. And Adam, this is one of your pictures, right? Lovely. Okay, and then AGM planning, that is the next big thing. So our next May meeting is pretty important because it solidifies how and
sorry, I when. Didn't know I was muted. Yes, the previous photo was mine.
Pretty cool. It was at Zhongshan area, say?
Yeah, Zhongshan Park.
Very nice. Okay, so AGM planning and deadlines. We've announced our 60-day announcements. We've announced bylaws. We've announced NEC. We're going to make some more announcements. And then the NEC will take over as to deadlines before the election, how many days out, and take that nominations period. If you're interested in running for an office or a particular office, you put your name in. You can also put a candidate statement in, and they will tell us all of those rules from there. Again, if you know anybody, it takes all of us, and it would be a lot of fun. And global meetings. So we did have our delegate selection plan meeting. We had a global meeting for that. The DSP has been, or will be, if it has not already, been submitted to the DNC. And the global meeting is June 9th to 11th, depending on your time zone and those differences. We still have four voting members at this time. That is the chair, vice chair, secretary, and comms director. Jacob is our vice chair, and as you know, he's been dealing with extraordinary circumstances. So I think we'll be looking to proxy or potentially shift his vote down the chain to Dustin. So that, I think, is a conversation that we do need to have, and you know, keep Jacob in your thoughts, and be sure to text him and email him now and then. I know he appreciates it. And Jacob, if you're listening, we wish you a speedy recovery. It is about tax time from April 15th to, I think this year it's June 18th is when taxes abroad are due. So if you need to catch up, we do have some recordings. Admission is $5 to pick up the recording. If you have any other needs, even today at an event, I was asked about taxes in Massachusetts and FATCA and the FBAR and all of those things. We've got information for you. Contact us. Our taxation task force will set you on the right path. And if you'd like to work on changing those US laws, we would love to have you help out. Thank you so much. And again, working on all the things. If they're everybody can feel free to unmute themselves. Motions and new business on the floor at this time. Anything else that we may have left out of the discussion today? Please go ahead. All right. We are all ears. We want to hear from you. So be sure to join our membership meetings and events throughout the year. Again, we need your help on social media so more members can come and attend these events. We do need to we are looking to have that AGM. I'd like to have at least 30 or 40 people on the call and, you know, fill out at least 11 or 12 people running for office, fill out all the spots if we can. So we've got to inspire that action, inspire that change, inspire people to run and do more. And we want to hear from you. And again, there are a lot of important votes happening in all states across the union. Scan that QR code on your screen right now. Go to votefromabroad.org. And cheers, everyone. We are going to stop the recording. And I motion to adjourn and stop the recording at this time. And then chat box, ayes, nays. We have a second from Adam. Thanks very much. Thank you for attending the April meeting. We will have another meeting very soon in May to be announced. Please watch our website. Look out for your email newsletter coming at you soon and we chat. Thank you so much.